Welcome to the Daily Elevator Show. My name is Fabian Garcia, and today I would like to talk about the elections that just happened, the primary elections. Super Tuesday, about a dozen states holding their vote. What I'd like to specifically talk about is something that I've been a little bit torn on, is San Francisco. So San Francisco, as we know, is the hotbed of progressivism. It's Gavin Newsom's playground. It has diminished itself into this violent hellhole of homelessness, drug addiction, and just crime, specifically property crime, especially. And we can get into that about why I believe that property crime is being allowed to happen. But I was looking at the news yesterday, and there were two propositions specifically that passed in San Francisco that people were touting as, look, San Francisco is no longer progressive. There was even a headline that came out and said, San Fran is no longer progressive because of these propositions that passed pretty overwhelmingly, something like 60-40, okay? And maybe I think a little more in some cases. However, something scares me about these propositions that have passed, and it's something that I've been talking about for a while. I actually made a video about this not too long ago. So I believe that in these very progressive cities, the goal is to induce and allow violence and crime to perpetrate around the city so that then you can install these draconian police measures akin to China, the same kind of facial recognition cameras, drone usage, bioinformation as far as DNA, using DNA to catch people. All of these things that China is using that keeps their population subjugated and essentially slaves in open-air prisons, which is what they have done basically with 15-minute sittings. They have been shipping that technology around the world. South America has bought a lot of this technology for safety reasons. So has Africa. So they have created a way. You know, China is very revolutionary in what they do, and not in a good way. They created the first true cultural revolution that had communists take over China that is still in power. I think it's 70-something years at this point. And they also were the first state to create a police state in this way, where they use technology to enslave the humans. From everything you do is seen. There is no privacy whatsoever. They even have QR codes in front of people's houses, in front of your apartment doors, so they know exactly who lives in there, the police. So before they come in, they know exactly who's in there. Anyway, all that technology has been shipped all over the world now, and it's only giving China an additional power grab in these other countries to knock off the U.S. as the global leading power in the world. So when these propositions, which I'm going to go through in a second, when they passed yesterday, part of me was happy because it seems like San Francisco has finally woken up or are waking up to the stupidity of what they have brought upon themselves. But then the other part of me was cautious and saying, well, isn't this what China would love? Now, we know that Dictator Xi, the leader of China, just went to San Francisco a few months ago, met with Gavin Newsom. He rolled out the red carpet. He cleaned up, finally, the city's homelessness problem, but only specifically to welcome a dictator. One of the most, I think at the moment in this world, he is the most egregious aggressor of human rights violations, hands down, in China, where you have the Uyghurs, who are 2 million Turkic Muslim, Muslim Turkic speaking Western Chinese people who are in open air prisons, and a whole host of other things that he does that the United Nations seems to not be able to castigate him because they have a seat. They're a permanent member of the Security Council, and they have a lot of power, and they probably fund a lot of these people's lifestyle, a lot of these members of the UN, because they're just dishing out money. But it reminded me that that could possibly be a step to what they have in China. And I'm going to go over this proposition because on a surface level, it seems very good. It seems like, as I said, San Francisco has finally woken up. It seems like people are starting to get their wits and started to make change and vote for police action and to prosecute crime. But then when you think about what China has done, you may think differently. So let me go ahead and bring up this proposition here. I'm going to read the summation of Proposition E, and then I'm going to read to you the ACLU, which was against this. Because I think the ACLU is in a very precarious situation where they can't agree with it because of some certain, that they're actually on the side of conservatives slightly in this matter, which is really funny to see them struggle with this. So Proposition E was passed by San Francisco voters with a 63% voting in favor, based on the total of last Tuesday. Prop E called for reducing reporting requirements when police use force, letting body camera footage replace written reports for certain kinds of incidents, allowing police, here he goes, to install surveillance cameras without oversight, and using drones with facial recognition technology. It also calls for letting police initiate car chases when they suspect someone has committed certain types of misdemeanors, and also limiting some powers of these police commissioner. So it was supported by their leftist mayor, London Breed, but opposed by more left-leaning groups who felt that these ideas repeal years of progressive reforms. So that's interesting, where you have a mayor of the most leftist city. I mean, Seattle might have a claim to that title, but a very leftist city. But then you have even more left organizations who are opposing it. And now I want to bring up the ACLU's opposition to it, because I wanted to read someone who was against it to see how the opposition to it thought in relation to what I had thought about regarding this matter. So let me go ahead and bring up the ACLU. I can't believe I'm reading them. So the ACLU says, vote no on Prop E. The ACLU strongly opposes this proposition. It says that the measure would reduce transparency around police use of force, authorize use of invasive secret surveillance technology, and weaken independent oversight of the San Francisco Police Department. Prop E is about politics, not public safety. It's an attempt to exploit voters' frustrations with crime to distract from unpopular mayor's record and hand more power to the SFPD. It would undermine hard-won reforms designed to hold police accountable and protect public from abuse. So you remember when, well, we haven't seen this for a long time, that the left are useful idiots. So what I mean by that is in the Cultural Revolution, Mao Zedong used the Red Guard to cause disaster and cause a instability in the country. And then he was able to take power. Once he was done using the Red Guard, and the Red Guard, by the way, were young kids who he liberated, quote unquote, from school when he closed down universities and schools. And he told these kids that they have to go do his bidding, and they did. Once he got power, because he was ousted at this point, once he resumed power, he didn't want these Red Guard anymore. They were too crazy. They were too wild. They were too orthodox, I guess you can call them. So he had his People's Liberation Army destroy them, which resulted in tens of thousands of them being killed and millions of them being sent to the countryside for re-education and hard work. Okay, a lot of them didn't make it back then from there. So when I say useful idiots, I mean people who are used to destabilize so that then the true person behind everything can come in and take power. I've been saying this about San Francisco and about very progressive left-leaning U.S. cities, is that the plan is to cause widespread crime, not prosecute anything, or not cause crime, but allow crime to happen and not prosecute anyone. So these cities go into turmoil, and the citizens are so fed up that they are willing to sacrifice their liberties for safety. This is not something new. Machiavelli talked about this. This is an age old. How much of your freedom will you sacrifice and your liberties for your safety? Because it's an inverse correlation, right? The more liberties you give away, the safer you can feel, but you're really not safe. And the safer you want to feel, the more liberties you have to give away, according to the government, because they are the ones that are telling you that they can fix the problem that they themselves created. So Walmart, Walgreens, CVS's, Whole Foods, all shut down in San Francisco. Now, they have many stores where you cannot get in unless you scan a QR code first. That is exactly what happens in China, because you want to know every single thing you're doing, every single thing you're buying. There's facial recognition cameras everywhere, and you are not a free person whatsoever. And I called this out. Like I said, I made a video about this not too long ago, that I see how they are turning stores into prisons, how they are withholding every item. You have to ask permission to get an item. You want to buy toothpaste? You can't just take it off the shelf anymore. You have to go ask someone, can you give me toothpaste? This is another power dynamic where you're always asking for things rather than just it's there. You take it because you have the ability to, as long as you pay for it. So when the ACLU is coming out against this, they're in a precarious situation because they don't understand, or they don't have the capability of playing both sides on this. It goes on to say, and let me bring that back up. Especially when they talked about invasive secret surveillance technology and weakened independent oversight of the police department. So there's good and bad in that, right? Then it goes on to say that it was more likely to use force on black people than on white people, you know, typical ACLU language, which is stupid. That they have a history of scandals, et cetera, et cetera. This is more straw man argument stuff. But here's what I wanted to expand upon. Prop B would expand secret police surveillance. Prop B would increase secret police surveillance and infringe on San Franciscans' privacy. It would allow SFPD to track and monitor residents wherever they want without safety policies. Now, again, this is their language. I don't agree with everything, the way that they phrase it, right? Because they're making a lot of assumptions on hypotheticals that haven't happened yet. But apparently it would allow police to create a facial recognition network using cameras and face scanning drones. This is what worries me. This is what gives me inklings as to what China is doing. And I know, because I watch videos every day from people there, that this is not a good route for us to go down. Now, of course, we want rule of law and we want safety, of course. But we also want privacy. So how do you marry those two issues? How do you keep your privacy but maintain safety? I know a very simple way. It's incredibly easy. It doesn't take all this technology. And we've had it many times across the history of humanity. It's called accountability. It's literally called accountability. It's very rare for people to steal from someone who they rely upon. If it's your neighbor, if you're in a community, you're not going to steal from it, because the entire community will shame you or kick you out, right? This would happen in Greece, where they would banish you for a period of, I believe it was 5 years, something like that, 5 or 10 years. So you wouldn't do anything to piss anyone off that was rude or mean, rather, like stealing or killing, because you would get banished or killed. So accountability would fix this problem. But it seems like humans don't have accountability anymore. So therefore, we have to rely on technology to keep us honest. Because we as humans can't keep ourselves honest anymore. Now, this is the dichotomy that they are dealing with here. You're all about individual choices when it comes to having abortions and individual freedoms, but you want freedom of the individual to not be surveilled upon, but yet you want people to not, it doesn't make any sense. So this is why the leftist argument is so ridiculous. But this next section here, that it's going to increase high-speed police car, I don't care about that, because that's ridiculous. It will weaken police oversight, binding the hands of the police commission. So it would impose on the police commission a redundant and burdensome, effectively allowing police chief to stonewall any policy changes by undermining the commission's authority. It grants power to the police themselves with a recipe for disaster. Okay, all this other stuff on here, I don't really care about. Not that I don't care about, but I don't think it's a valid argument coming from the ACLU. But what I wanted to touch upon was the fact that they are now giving the state, because the police work for the state, okay? They are giving the state, and when I say the state, I mean the government, right? Because you have different types of police who answer to cities and, you know, state cops and federal police officers or federal agents, etc. I'm specifically talking about the state when I say the government, okay? You are now giving the government the ability to produce a lot of databases on people and to have drones go around and chase them, which I like the idea. However, when it's done this way, it really makes me be cautious and take a step back and look at the macro perspective of it. And this is the same thing China has done. China was just there in their president and their dictator, rather, in San Francisco, having secret meetings with Gavin Newsom. And then meeting with Joe Biden, which is curious that he went to Newsom first and Biden second. But that's not the topic of this conversation. It's the fact that China is now implementing, rather, San Francisco is now implementing what China is doing. And that is cause for concern. So I would pay very close attention to how this plays out, because we all want crime to go down. We all want safety. We all want the ability to feel comfortable walking around, especially if you're a woman walking around. But we can't give that up. We can't have that for giving up our rights. There are other ways to do it. Accountability is one. That's a very easy, non-technological way of doing things. It's been done time and time again. It works. Hold each other accountable. Take pride in your community being safe. And if it's not, take steps to change that. Don't allow homeless people to take over parks and public spaces just because you feel bad by saying you shouldn't be here, because this is a public space. This is not your space. Because you made bad life decisions, I shouldn't have to take another route to work. because of your life decisions, I shouldn't have to endanger myself or my children because I need to walk them to school. That is not an adequate thing to do just because of there's certain people who just decided that they want to do crime, or they decided that they want to be homeless, or that they decided that they got addicted to drugs. You know, it is sad, but you have a choice, right? No one made you addicted. No one forced things down your throat or up your nose or wherever your drugs go. So Prop E, is it a win for San Francisco? I believe it can be, but I also believe that we have to be very cautious as to what it's going to bring next. Because if every city around the world, or rather every city in America, and it institutes these policies that are very draconian, very Chinese driven, that is not a good sign for what is to come. So that's what I wanted to say. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. Just a thought experiment that we went down, because everything that happens for a reason. The older I get, the more I realize that there's very few things that are just capricious or random or happen by happenstance. Most of this stuff is pre-orchestrated. There's a long game, and it's step by step by step. So the people who want to control eventually get control. So just be on the lookout, be cautious, and never believe anything that someone says to you on the first glance. Always use critical thinking to think for yourself. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.